Kodesh Tov, and thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 30th and final day of the month of Menachem Av. Today is Rosh Chodesh Elul. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children we are now davening for: Alini Orna, Bas Chen Chana, Tinok Ben Nechama Devorah, Raya Bas Michal, and Pesach Bitzalel Ben Chaya Bat Sheva. Pesach's name is not in the email, but it should be in either tomorrow's or by Thursday's. Today, and all in need of Refuah, Refuah Shalema, and for whatever purpose, whatever reason we're on this call, may all of our tefillos be answered, Latova, for good. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive, Arvin Netanel, Ben Sonia Tiona in Iran. It was obviously a very rough last few days with the news of the six hostages who were murdered in cold blood. We're davening that all of our precious brothers and sisters are being held hostage, are brought home alive. That Yirat Hashem may be today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Brian Borenstein, Regional Director of NCSY West Coast in Los Angeles, California. I just want to wish a mazel tov to Rabbi Borenstein in this new, exciting position. Rabbi Borenstein will share words of Divrei Chizuk, followed by slowly reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Sometimes we don't say chapter Chaf, Perek Chaf on fast days. It's not part of our davening. We skip it. However, I imagine most of us are in the mindset that we are in distress, even though today's Rosh Chodesh. These last few days have been very, very rough. And as the words of Tehillim say, we're in great distress, and there's much to daven for. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew, translated into English. And then Rabbi Borenstein will lead us in our three Mishaberach, the Mishaberach for our brave soldiers in Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, so those still being held captive. Rabbi Borenstein will conclude with the Mishaberach Acholim to pause and give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Borenstein.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. Thank you to the OU for putting this initiative together. And thank you to all of you who are taking time out of your busy days to give learning and saying to him a couple of minutes. You know, I was the scholar in residence not too long ago, and I was asked a number of questions by a few of the ladies at the Shabbaton. And, you know, quite often we have a first grade understanding of Judaism. We grow up, we go to yeshiva, or we go to Hebrew day school, or whatever it is that we do. And we grow up, and we quite often have a very immature understanding of what Judaism is. You know, King David famously says, "Oznaim karisi li Hashem, tear new ears open for me, Hashem." And what we need to do as we get older is we need to get rid of our preconceived childish notions, and we need to learn how to learn newly. And we need to learn how to hear newly. So what I'd like to discuss today are a few of the womanly issues that were brought up by some of these ladies at the Shabbaton. So I'll first convey the questions, and then I'll give you the answers. So the questions that were asked at the Shabbaton was, why do men say Shelo Asani Isha, which means thank you God for not making me a woman, in our prayers in the morning? The next question was, why are women not obligated in the positive, the two due commandments, which are bound by time, which are occasioned by time? Women may choose to do them, but they don't have the same obligation as men. And the question is why? Third question is, why is a woman impure for a longer period of time after giving birth to a baby girl than to a baby boy. Right? That sounded sexist to a couple of these ladies. And then lastly, why does the Talmud, our oral tradition, refer to a woman's womb as Psichas Keter, the opening of the grave? You know, when we hear these questions by themselves or not understanding context, they could seem a little offensive. So what I would like to do is give the answers to these questions beneath the surface to go a little bit deeper. So let's go one by one. Why do men say Shavua Sani Isha in the morning? Why do we say, thank you, God, for not making me as a man or woman? And the answer to that is we must pay attention to what we don't say. I don't say, thank you, God, for not making me an iPhone. Thank you, God, for not making me a car key. Why do we say Shalom Asani Isha? Well, I could never have been a car key, but I say Shalom Asani Isha. Thank you for not making me a woman. I could have been a woman. Thank you for not making me a non-Jew. Both men and women say that. And both men and women say Shalom Asani Aved, which means thank you for not making me a slave. Now, we can understand why we would say Shalom Asani Aved. It's a matter of circumstance. Nobody wants to be a slave. And I could have been a non-Jew. Right? Our souls are not necessarily different. It's a matter of responsibility. So both men and Jewish women say, Shalom Sani Goy, thank you for not making us a non-Jew, because Jewish men and Jewish women have more mitzvahs, more commandments than people who are not Jewish. It's a matter of responsibility. And Jewish men and Jewish women equally say, Shalom Sani Aved, thank you for not making me a slave, because we both have more commandments than people who are slaves. And Jewish men say, Shalom Sani Isha, thank you for not making me a woman, because we have more commandments than women. Again, it's all about a matter of responsibility. Which leads into the next question, which is, why are men obligated in these positive time-bound commandments, and women are not obligated the same way as men? Now, growing up in the yeshiva system, I remember the most common answer I would hear to that was, well, if a woman has a baby, she has familial responsibilities, and she can't be obligated, for example, to go sit in the sukkah during the holiday of Sukkot. She can't be obligated in these commandments, which are occasioned by time, because she can't be required to be removed from her family. That's a very practical answer, but at best, that's inadequate. That's not a spiritual answer. There's a deeper answer to that question. Mitzvahs come to bring a framework into your life to correct something about you. Now, there's something about the gentleman that require this correction or this framework, and there's something about the ladies that does not require this. What is it? Women have an ovarian cycle. And although endocrinologists do not know how the ovaries know what the moon is doing currently, they may find that out. The ovaries know what the moon is doing, and a woman could be regular to a Jewish month, whether it's a long month or a short month, she could be regular to the day of the month. So women are bound by time. They are bound by God's clock, and therefore don't need to be bound by these commandments. Whereas the gentlemen have no way of being bound by these commandments, so therefore we have no way of being bound by time, and therefore we must be bound by those commandments. And then the next question was, why is a woman, you know, we say impure. There's a word in Hebrew that is tuma. And we translate tuma as impurity. It's really a terrible translation. What tuma is where there was potential for holiness, and now a void or a vacuum has been created. The highest level of tuma is a dead body, because there used to be a soul in that body. Unbelievable potential for holiness. And now the body's been vacated by that soul. So there's something about giving birth to a baby girl that creates a larger vacuum than giving birth to a baby boy. What is it? Well, men produce sperm throughout their life. And a baby girl comes out with all of her eggs and ovaries. She comes out, as we say, shalem. She comes out complete. So since she comes out complete, a larger vacuum has been created. That's the reason why a woman is, as we incorrectly translate, is impure. That's why she's in the status of tuma for a longer period of time after giving birth to a baby girl than a baby boy. And then lastly, Why does the Talmud refer to a woman's womb as Psichas Kever, the opening of the grave? You know, when you plant a seed in the ground, a seed disintegrates, and at the point of disintegration, life sprouts forth. A flower comes through. And when a husband plants a seed into his wife, creates an embryo, and then the wife, the lady gives birth, everything's about giving, it's about bringing forth life. And then when somebody passes away, we plant a body into the ground, the body disintegrates, and that's the beginning of the process of Tchiyas HaMeisim, or the resurrection of the dead. Everything is about life coming through. So when we hear questions, they may sound a little off-putting. It's important to understand that we have beautiful, stunning answers to a lot of these questions. And we just need to know how to learn. And like King David said, Zman Karisi Li Hashem, my bracha to all of us today is that we learn how to learn newly and find a rabbi, a rebbetzin, somebody who can help explain all these things to us at a deeper level. Thank you all very much for allowing me to share some Torah with you. We'll now start saying Tehillim. Start with chapter 20. Lamnatzeach nizmor le David, yan chazen av yom tzai, yisagevcha, shem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikadesh mitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol mechusecha bo lascha yidash nesela, yitem lecha chavavecha v'chol tzascha yimalei, neranen abishu asecha v'shem Elohei, nimudgo yimalei adonai kol mishalosecha, ta'idati ki yoshia adonai mishicho, ya'anehu mishmei kacho, bivoros eisha yimino, Elav Rechav, Elav Susim, Vanachnu Vashem Adonai Elohim Nazkir, Hematoru Vanafalu, Vanachnu Kamanu Vinisodad, Adonai Hoshia, Amelchianinu Vium Tarinu. Psalm 23. Nismor Le David, Adonai Roilo Echsar, Binos Desha Yarbi Teni Alme, Minuchosian Leni, Nafshi Shovavian Cheni Bimagle Sadek, Leman Shemao. Gam ki elech begeit tol maves, lo ira ra ki arta imadi, shitecha mishantecha, hima yinachamuni. Ta aruch lefana shulcha, neged sororai, mishantecha v'shemen reshi, kosi revaya, ach tova chesed yudifuni, kol yumei chayai, shati v'esadrai li orech yamim. Psalm 121. Shilama alos, esa inai el ha-hari me'ayin yavo ezri, Psalm 130. Shir hamalos mimama kim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'kali tiyena v'znacha kashuvos l'kol tachar nunai. Imabenos tishmor ya Adonai miyamod. Kim chasicha l'man tivarei. Yisa Adonai kitzva nafshi b'livoro ho'chalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim ha'boker shomrim la'boker. Yachal Yisrael al Adonai kim Adonai chased v'harbe imo fidus. U'yivdei tisrael. Psalm 142. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzara uvashivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayavasha, malkom yirachem alehem, yotziem mitzara Zerbacha, Bameach Pela, Lehora, Mishibud, Ligula, Hashta, Ba'azalav, Yisman Kariv, Benomar, Amen. And in English, as for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom now, swiftly, soon, and let us say, Amen. A prayer for Israel's defense forces. Yishdeir Chavashinu Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov Hu Yivarech Es Chayei Tzva Ha'agana Yisrael Ba'anshei Kochot Kipat HaBitachon Ha'odim Al Mishmar Artenu Ba'arei Eloheinu Migvul Ha'ovano Ve'ad Midbar Mitzrayim Min Hayam HaGadol Had Levo Ha'arava V'chol Makom Shehem Ba'yavasha Ba'avir Uvayam Yitin Adonai Es Oyvenu Hakamim Aleinu Yigalim lifneihem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor v'yatzil es chayaleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka mikol nega u'machala yishlach brocha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem dabar soneinu tachteihem v'adrein v'chaser Yeshua u'va'ar teres nitzachon v'kuyam behem hakasuv ki Adonai Eloheichem hacholech imachem v'lachem lachem Im oyveichem, lahushia eschem, v'nomar, amen. Prayer for those being held. Captivity. Yishibeir chavoshinu Abraham, Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe v'Aaron, David v'Shlomo, Yivarech v'Yishmor, Yintor et nedre tzvaha gana v'Yisrael, Yishluyav v'eskol achenu. Hanisunim Tara Vishivya Ba'avur Shakol Hakaho Hakadosh Hazem Spalo Ba'avuram Hakadosh Baruchu Yimale Rachamim Alehem Tsiyem Mechoshech Vitamaves Moshe Sehem Yinatek Mimitsuko Sehem Yoshiem Gi Shive Mehera Lechem Nishbecho Sehem Yodula Drechasov Vinizlazov Yisne Adam Yikuyam Lahem Mikra Shakatu And lastly, the Mishaberach, the prayer for the sick. Mishaberach Avosenu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Yishlomo Hu Yivarech Yirapei Es. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alav Rachalimo Ulerapato Luchaziko Luchayaso Yishlach Lo Mehera Refuah Shlema Min Hashmayim Ramach Ivarav Shagida Bitzel Shahar Chole Yisrael Refuah Tanefesh Refuah Taguf Hashra Ba'alav Yisman Kariv Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Borenstein. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in your Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Shin nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope. All of Klal Yisrael around the world, Chodesh Tov.